Hey guys, how are you? How are you doing? This is Jumi and welcome to Glam with Grace podcast. I hope all is well with you. I hope you're doing awesome. Wow, I can't believe, honestly guys, how fast this year ran. It literally flew by. I'm just grateful we saw it to the end of the year. I can't believe 2022 is literally around the corner. It is here. It is here, guys. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. But we thank God that we made it this far. I am just so excited that I've gotten the opportunity to come to record another episode of Glam with Grace. And this is actually going to be the last episode of this season, which is totally and solely dedicated to Raheem Ture Barry, my friend. So next year, we're going to be starting a new season. I'm very excited about that, okay? And for those that are joining for the first time, welcome again. And my name is Jumi. Do not forget to follow me on Instagram at Jumi Grow, okay? So you get to see the face behind the voice and get to know more about me as well. So yeah, I am going to be telling you, basically, I did a thing on Instagram for those that actually do follow me on Instagram. And you're probably already guessing what I'm about to talk about. But I did a thing, okay? I've been all natural for 3 years, meaning no protective hairstyling, nothing. So I'm going to play the introduction very quickly, and then I'm going to tell you more about what I experienced when I installed my crochet. I'll see you in a bit. All right. Bye.
Hi, guys. How are you? This is Jumi, and welcome to Glammed with Grace. Welcome to Season 3 of Glammed with Grace. Season 3 has been dedicated to my very good friend, Raheem Ture Barry. May his precious soul rest in peace. Raheem is a friend of the family that we lost at a very young age, and he made me promise him about 2 weeks before he passed on to keep recording my podcast. So I am honoring his memory. So welcome to Glam with Grace Season 3, where we're going to be talking about faith, about God, about business, about family, about relationship. Basically, we're going to be talking about it all in life, especially my life. So welcome to this amazing
hey guys,
podcast.
I am back. Thank you so much for your patience. So, as I said, I'm going to be sharing and talking about my experience after 3 years, guys, of going all natural, okay? All natural. I didn't do any braids. I didn't install any crochet. I didn't do any weaves. I literally gave my scalp and my hair the much-needed break that it needed. Okay, you guys know my story. For those that have been following me, you know my story. For those that have not been following me, I'll tell it very quickly. So I've always been the braid queen. I love to install braid and all that. But then I suffered postpartum alopecia. And then I realized that a lot of times, even after I recovered and started regaining back my hair and my edges, because of the braids that I was doing and all of those hairstyles, my hair was just breaking constantly. My edges would break again. I wouldn't have any more edges. And then it would grow back again once I used the Glam Naturally oil products. So I just wanted to have a break. I wanted to give a break. Actually, I intended on giving my edges, my scalp, and my entire hair a break for a year, but a year led to 2 years, guys, and 2 years led to three old years, guys, three old years. And by the way, if you're not following me on Instagram, like, really, what are you doing? Go on my Instagram page right now. And by the way, I told you guys for my last two episodes that I was going to be recording my content and putting it on YouTube so that you can see how I'm recording this live, because sometimes I'm very dramatic. I like to use my hands to show things and to exaggerate things. I would like you to see all of that. I'm kidding. But anyways, but it's good to see a face behind the voice. So basically, it's going to be uploaded on YouTube, on my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel is Jumi Grow, and my Instagram name is also Jumi Grow. I tend to keep every of the names so that, you know, you can go on every platform, put in Jumi Grow, and you see the same person. So yes, guys, thank you again for listening. I truly appreciate you. But this entire episode is going to be dedicated to telling you what I've experienced, okay, after I installed my first ever protective hairstyle in 3 years. Okay, guys, I have to let you know, though, I was quite nervous. I think the reason probably why I was a little nervous is because I've been preaching about, you know, I've been telling my audience to not do protected air styling that will cause tension or anything like that to their edges and to get a break, which I think is a good thing, right? I told you guys and I did share with you while I was taking a break, but mine just took longer. I loved wearing my natural air help, but one thing I noticed because of the weather, because I went to Nigeria for 2 weeks and I noticed how different my hair felt. It felt like my hair was meant to be in this climate and not in this climate that I am in America. I don't know, but my hair felt a lot better in Nigeria than it felt here. And that was when I started to think that does the weather affect the way my hair grows? I've been really thinking about that. And what I thought to myself is during the winter, because I noticed in the first year it was not a problem. My hair was really short in 2019 to 2020. I cut my hair in 2018, like end of the year. So I mean, 2018 winter to 2019, my hair was fine because it was short. So it was growing nicely. I just cut it, you know, so I didn't notice much. But then in 2019 to 2020 winter, then I started to notice that, okay, all right, I think I'm suffering more shedding during the winter period, but I didn't think much of it. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to keep using the product. It's going to keep my hair growing and I'm going to avoid manipulation, right? And I did that. My hair survived it. But then in 2020 winter to 2021, which was last year, I'll see if I can put up some of my pictures. I had to wear wigs. I literally had to wear wigs. I'll put my hair in a twist and I'll wear a wig and I'll twist out the following. But I noticed that my hair broke a number of times, more than usual. So I'm saying, okay, because my hair is getting to a certain length, it needs, and it's 4C. Guys, it's not in Nigeria or in a hot climate where I can get away with this. This is a harsh weather. It's really cold. And now that my 4C is like, it needs a different kind of care. So last year I was able to wear wigs, you know, most of the time. I don't like wearing wigs, by the ways. So what I've decided this year, after my trip to Nigeria and I noticed how my hair was feeling, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be protecting my hair more during the winter period, like the colder seasons while I'm here. So that was basically what made the change, because my hair is getting, as you can see, it's a lot fuller and thicker. It needs a different care, less manipulation as well, because I'll tell you the things I noticed. Anyways, less manipulation, and I'm gonna have another video on YouTube to show you how I'm literally taking down the crochet, the first one that I did. I think I will probably would have uploaded it to YouTube before this content comes out. So I'll try to put it on the YouTube. I'll try to put the link so you guys can see what I took out and exactly how my hair looked after. But one thing I noticed, it was a good break, number one. I'll tell you why. I loved the break. I loved the less manipulation. I didn't have to think about what I was going to do to my hair the next day. I could just wake up. The freedom, I must say though, guys, the freedom is definitely appreciated. I appreciated the freedom of being able to just put my hair in any kind of way and it would still look cute. With a natural hair, you can't get away with that. With your 4C, you can't. You got to do something to it. You have to style it. If you don't style it, it will look like, what? Are you okay? You know, I had to constantly do something to my hair to make it look good. And because I was constantly manipulating it out, if your hair is in braids or crochet, you are not really digging into your hair as much. So you're barely manipulating it, so it has enough time to grow, right? Because my hair was always out, it was still growing, don't get me wrong, but I was not achieving length like I wanted to because I was constantly manipulating my hair. So the product did do its job, grew my hair healthier, beautiful, but now I just want something different, you know? I'm always bored. I want something different. I want to see my hair do something else, you know? So yeah, I actually can't believe how patient I was. 3 years, I was always the girl that would always have a different hairstyle. So I do want to pat myself on the back. Well done, Jumi. I do. I want to pat myself on the back because I did it. And I mean, I want to give the glory to God because it's not easy. If you know me from the past, you know what I'm talking about, okay? You guys know. Okay, you know. I can't. I was never one that even embraced the natural journey. So the fact that I was able to do it for 3 years, I am so super duper proud of myself. And I'll say it again. Yes, I am proud of myself, okay? So yeah, but anyways, I enjoyed the freedom. I thought I was going to take the air style for 6 weeks, which is normally I actually take crochet for 2 months before, you know, all this journey started. But I took it. So I was meant to take it for 6 weeks, but I only survived 4 weeks. I don't even think we got to the end of the 4 weeks. And I'll tell you why I didn't last that long. Number one, I missed my fro. I missed my half fro. Okay. But that was not the main reason. The main reason was my scalp. Okay, so normally I would wash my hair either weekly in the summertime or twice a month. So once every 2 weeks. I would wash my hair, I would scalp care, I would do all the nice treatment to my hair. Guys, 4 weeks of no water on my scalp. 4 weeks of me not digging in my hair and feeling it and all that. 4 weeks of literally giving my hair a break. Oh my God, my scalp didn't feel the same way. It didn't feel the way it normally used to feel. So I was constantly itching. And guys, you know I have the greatest product for braids and scalp care. And you know I use it every night. So imagine if I didn't use it every night. My scalp wasn't used to not being washed as regularly anymore. So, but the braid oil was able to help me get it to 4 weeks. I was going to take it out at the second week. But I'm like, girl, you spend $25 on this extensions. Girl, you better carry it. Carry it for another 2 weeks, okay? Because I knew I was actually going to try to reuse the extension. But I just realized that it wasn't actually the greatest of quality. So I'm like, you know, I'm throwing this away. But I'm going to carry you for 4 weeks. Number one, I want my hair to grow. Number two, you know, the effort and time to get it done. Because it takes me about 4 to 6 hours to get my hair done. I'm like, no, I'm not doing this again. So I had to be patient. So every night I would put in the braid oil on my scalp. Massage my scalp with the braid oil. So it was able to, you know, help me get to the 4 weeks. Another great thing that I noticed is the growth. So, you know, because my hair is always, you know, just there naturally, I didn't really see how my hair was growing. I knew my hair was growing, but I can't measure it. I mean, I could measure it, but I couldn't really tell because my hair was constantly out. So with the braids, the crochet that I installed, I was able to see the growth, and it was amazing. In 4 weeks, how much growth? I must probably have gone an inch and a half or almost 2 inches of egg growth that I saw. I did the video in my last video. So if you really want to check it, if you're curious, you could go check out the last video that I uploaded on this. So yeah, I was able to see it. So I was quite impressed that, oh, wow, okay, great. And then when I took out my hair, I had to get used to the fact that, okay, now you're going to lose more hair. Not losing hair, it's very healthy. Don't be alarmed when you're losing your hair. It becomes excessive when it's 1,000 hairs a day that you're more than, if it's more than 350 hairs a day you're losing, then that's too excessive. You're meant to lose 100 hairs a day. So imagine 4 weeks, yeah? 4 weeks of my hair being in a protective hairstyle. Okay, so that's 100 hairs a day. So let's just say that's 30 days, right? So it is very normal that I lost 3,000 hairs in 1 month. So I had to get used to that chunk, like, oh, okay, so this is more than usual because I am not washing my hair weekly or because I'm not washing my hair every 2 weeks like I used to. So I had to get used to that. Yeah, I think that was the main things that I noticed when I took out my crochet. Will I do this again? Absolutely, girl. Guys, girl, boys, whoever is listening, men, women, yes, I will definitely be installing another protective hairstyle, but not right away, okay? I just took this out. Okay, the reason why I'm saying this out is because on the video, so if you want to go see it on the video, you can on YouTube. The reason why is, I took out my fro. I think it's been a week now, and I've been so hesitant today to put another crochet because I am just loving my hair. Okay. So, but I would definitely, because the snow, we're going to be having a snow. I'm not going to put it out there, but I do know in December we do get snow in New York. So I'm preparing my hair for that before all that starts. So I'm going to be installing another one next week and I'll keep it for hopefully another 4 weeks if we last that long. But yeah, this has been my experience and I couldn't wait to share it with you because I know a lot of you have been following me for a while. You've been listening to the journey of how I just left my hair alone. Let it be. But I did give it a much needed break. My edges, though, I must say, my edges are thicker. My hair is stronger. I appreciate my afro more. I love it the more, you know, like I feel more confident. I don't know. Even when I had the crochet, I feel more confident in my afro. I don't know about you, but I am more confident in my afro. I feel like this is what God gave me when he created me for a reason. He gave me this for a reason. So why not enjoy it more? So yeah. Anyways, the concept, this is meant to encourage you, you know, to love your hair. Don't be afraid of it. It's actually very easy to maintain once you get the hang of it. I have created videos to do to help you as well, so you can catch up on my YouTube videos. But thank you guys for listening. I can't wait to see you in the new year. Oh my goodness, we're going into a new year. I am so excited about 2022, guys. I need to calm down, but so many great things are going to be happening. And I'm going to be sharing with you. And I hope you're saying amen to that as well. So many great things are going to be happening to you in 2022. But that being said, thank you for joining me today at Glam with Grace podcast. And guys, I know I did promise to record content weekly, but I wish you guys understood how busy my life could be. Apart from the fact I'm a mom, you know that I have the business. We have the ministry, and because we're people persons, we get a lot of guests. And when I have guests, it's hard for me to record content. Sometimes we have guests that can be here for 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, sometimes 6 months. Okay. So when you don't see me doing something, it's not that I'm not being consistent. There is a reason behind it, okay? And once I get the opportunity to record, I can't wait to share and just catch up with you guys and tell you about what I've been going through and how I've been handling this. But next year, we're going to be talking a lot next year by the grace of God. I love you with the love of God. I hope you know that. Whatever it is that you're going through, this is going to be the end of it. Because 2022 is about to be the best year of your life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't forget to share. Do not forget to follow me on my Instagram. And I'm actually now on Twitter, guys. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention that. I'm quite excited. I'm on Twitter. I am on Twitter. I finally joined the tweeting world. I'm on Twitter at what? Do you want to take a wild guess? Jumi Grow, JUMMIEGROW on Instagram, on YouTube, on Facebook, everything. Just Jumi and Grow. We're growing. We're growing together. We're growing together. We're growing together. God bless you and I love you. Have a great day and Happy New Year soon. Bye-bye.